to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. I hope as you're starting this day, you're ready to start it the best way possible, and that is with God. It's so good at the beginning of your day to just stop, quieten your heart, and listen to what God has to say to us. God's words always bring healing to our lives. They always help us understand life from the perspective of God's grace. Today we're reading from Hebrews chapter 8, and this section of Hebrews we've been reading in the last few days is all about this old covenant or old agreement, old way that God came to people and challenged them, keep my laws if you want to experience my blessings. And the new way, the new covenant that comes in the person of Jesus Christ, when God says, put your faith in Jesus Christ, and I will pour out my blessing and forgiveness on your life. Well, here in chapter 8, he keeps talking about that. It says that God finds fault with the old covenant when he says, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will establish a new covenant. Well, those days are now because Jesus has already come. When I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. He goes on to say, this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. Now pay attention, because this is the new covenant. This is what Jesus Christ brought. This is where we are today. This is the covenant I will make with them. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they will be my people. And they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. The writer of Hebrews then says, in speaking of a new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete. And what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. What a beautiful description of the new covenant, the way of relating to God that we have now because of Jesus Christ. He says, when you put your trust in Jesus Christ, and I come into your life, and I forgive you, and remove all those barriers to our relationship, I will do something in your very nature, in your very being. I'll put my laws into your mind and write them on your heart. So where before obeying God and doing what you know is right was just this kind of burden you dragged around with you, this sense of guilt that was overshadowing your life about all the things you ought to be doing, God says, I'm going to do something different, and I'm going to change your heart so that my laws are in your heart, so that, yes, there's still something in you that pulls you to be selfish and do what's wrong, but I'm going to put something new inside of you as well, something that longs to do what's right, something that has a sense of what I want to do with your life. Wouldn't that be great as you go into your day, not to just have this kind of burden, I know what I ought to do, I'm not doing it, but rather to have something inside of you that compels you, that makes it desirable to do what's right and to please God with your life. Not only that, but God himself lives and works in you to enable you to live out those new desires he puts in you. If you don't have that and you want that, do you know you simply need to come to Jesus Christ in prayer? You can pray just like you think to yourself, and God hears you. Right now, you can say, God, I just seem to have made a mess of my life, and I don't want to live my life based on guilt anymore. I want to do it based on love for you, and a love for you that you yourself put in my heart. Won't you come? Forgive me. Thank you for what Jesus did on the cross. and I want to start my life in a new way with you at the center of it. Would you change me in my inner being in the way that you describe in these verses today? Thank you, God. When you ask God that, you can be certain his answer is yes. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.